Aim High. Test Generator Level 4. Listening Test 1. Listen to a radio program about a modern addiction.
Hello and welcome to the show. This week we're talking about a very modern problem, addiction to Facebook. Now, Facebook, as we all know, is a social networking site and it has a lot of benefits. It allows people to chat to their friends, arrange meetings, and plan events, such as parties. It also allows people all over the world to meet, chat, and exchange ideas. But it also has some dangers. With me is Dr. Emma Taylor, an expert in Facebook addiction. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
First, Facebook has been incredibly successful, hasn't it?
Oh, yes. It's really grown since it was launched in 2004, and it's been especially popular with young people. We know that in countries like Britain and America, 99% of teenagers use the internet, and most of them use Facebook. In 2005, teenagers spent an average of 7 hours a week on Facebook. By 2010, this average was over 15 hours a week.
And can Facebook really be addictive?
We estimate that there are now nearly 400 million addicts worldwide, and a lot of these are young people.
So what are the symptoms? How do parents know if their teenagers are addicted?
Well, firstly, the number of hours they spend on Facebook. If someone is spending more than 2 or 3 hours a day on Facebook, it's possible that they have a problem. But more importantly, you can look at the person's reaction if they can't get onto Facebook. For example, if they forget to charge up their laptop and can't switch it on. If the person seems anxious and distressed, this can be a sign of an addict. Secondly, their addiction can affect their social life. A teenager who is addicted may stop going out and seeing friends. They'll choose to spend time with their online friends instead. They may also arrange virtual dates instead of real ones. So instead of saying, "Let's meet at 7 o'clock and go and watch a movie," they'll say, "I'll see you on Facebook at 7. And finally, looking at someone's Facebook page gives you a good idea of whether they are using the site sensibly. If you look at someone's Facebook page and 8 out of 10 of the people on their page are strangers, it's a good sign that they have a problem.
And can Facebook addiction affect young people's schoolwork?
Yes. A lot of teachers are reporting that students are handing work in late because they're spending too much time on Facebook. Students can also seem tired in class because they're staying up late to chat online. There have even been examples of students dropping out of school to spend more time online.
Thank you, Dr. Taylor. You can find out more about Facebook addiction on our Radio London website.